Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From villains disguised as other villains to supposedly friendly characters who turned heel at pivotal moments, antagonists who took the form of a friendly NPC, and everything in between, these big bads were all concealed mere inches from your face. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game villains hiding in plain sight. Number 10, Scott Shelby, Heavy Rain. The identity of the origami killer in Heavy Rain is an especially egregious example, because the game doesn't even play fair about concealing its antagonist right in front of the player's face. At the end of the game, it's revealed that the killer is in fact one of Heavy Rain's playable characters, private investigator Scott Shelby. Now, the notion that you've been secretly playing the murderer yourself is an interesting one, albeit one that the game absolutely fumbles by not being straight about it. The player controls Shelby during a scene earlier in the game where the owner of an antiques store, Manfred, is murdered by the origami killer, seemingly making it impossible for Scott to be the culprit. But as we later learn when the twist is revealed, Scott's perspective has actually been an unreliable one, and the version of the antiques store scene that we played through earlier was one constructed in his own mind. Given that Heavy Rain's gameplay is implied to be objective, it felt like a cheat to many players, who never had a chance of figuring out the twist because director David Cage effectively moved the dramatic goalposts without telling them. Cheers. Number 9. Clayface, Batman Arkham City. In one of the most ingenious gaming bait and switches of the last decade, Batman Arkham City reveals near its climax that the healthier Joker that we've been interacting with for most of the game isn't actually the Clown Prince of Crime at all. Rather, a very, very sick Joker who is suffering from blood poisoning due to ingesting the Titan formula in the previous game, Arkham Asylum, has enlisted shape-shifting villain Clayface to assume his identity and pose as a less sick version of himself. It comes as quite the surprise to even the Dark Knight, and when the real Joker finally emerges, he even gloats about the fact that he hid Clayface right in front of Batman, telling him, "So how do you keep a secret from the world's greatest detective? Well, do you know? You stick it right in front of him, right under his long pointy nose, and wait." Inquisitive players are able to figure out the twist early, however, by scanning the imposter in detective mode, where they'll see that he doesn't have a skeleton and therefore cannot be the real Joker. Number 8. Maya Brooks, Mass Effect 3 Citadel DLC. Mass Effect 3 Citadel DLC introduces players to Maya Brooks, a staff analyst in Systems Alliance Intelligence who warns Commander Shepard of an impending threat against their life while being presented as a klutzy and frantic but ultimately well-meaning person. The story makes pains to build a fast bond between Brooks and Shepard after she's taken hostage and rescued by them. But as is revealed roughly halfway through Citadel's story, Brooks's noble persona and even her plummy British accent are actually a front. Brooks is actually an ex-Cerberus operative who's been working with Shepard's clone to steal his identity, and was responsible for setting up the ambush to try and kill Shepard, and also murdered Khan to cover her tracks. Oh, and when the chips are down, she even ends up turning on the Shepard clone. Finally, Brooks attempts to kill the Normandy's crew by sealing them in the Iridium vaults without oxygen, and once she's subsequently captured, it's up to the player to decide whether to kill her or cut her loose. Brooks had us all fooled with her appealing, perky persona and cute accent. Who could have predicted that she was actually an historically self-serving douchebag? Number 7. General Shepard, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. In what surely remains as one of the most shocking and defeating plot twists in the entire Call of Duty franchise, Modern Warfare 2 dropped the late-game bombshell that mustachioed badass General Shepard is actually the primary villain. Despite being presented as nothing less than a great man hell-bent on preventing World War III between Russia and the US, it's eventually revealed that Shepard had been secretly working to prolong the conflict, having organized the game's controversial airport massacre that first prompted Russia to declare war on America. Shepard wanted to take Makarov down less to avenge his fallen men from the first game than to cement himself as a national war hero, a psychotic goal to the extent that in one of the game's later levels, Loose Ends, he shoots Roach and Ghost dead and then sets their bodies on fire. Grim. Players then take control of Soap for the rest of the game, and in one of the franchise's most satisfying moments to date, get to kill him by throwing a knife right into his eye. Shepard's betrayal was so traumatic for fans that it's been pretty tough to fully trust even the most heroic ally ever since. Number 6. Mitch Connor, South Park: The Fractured Butthole. The brilliant South Park: The Fractured Butthole takes the notion of a hidden villain to hilariously self-parodying extremes by quite literally placing them in plain sight. The game's ultimate antagonist is Mitch Connor, a hand puppet created by Eric Cartman by, well, literally just drawing a face on his hand. Despite the protests of his friends, Cartman insists that he has no control over Mitch, who possesses him in order to do his evil bidding. Though it's made abundantly clear from early on that Mitch is nothing more than Cartman's crudely drawn hand puppet, this basically lures players into a false sense of security, assuming that the joke will eventually be disposed of and the real villain will eventually show themselves. But no, Mitch really is the Fractured But Whole's ultimate baddie, plotting to cause enough chaos in South Park that he can unseat the current mayor and take the job for himself. The wacky final boss fight sees players battling not one, but two Mitch Connors, one from an alternate universe, after which Mitch is killed by his mother, which is another crude hand puppet that appears on Cartman's other hand.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Liquid Snake, Metal Gear Solid. Villain reveals don't get much more deliciously satisfying or surprising than this. In Metal Gear Solid, one of Solid Snake's codec contacts is his longtime ally Master Miller, who provides advice and moral support throughout his adventure. However, close to the end of the game, Miller reveals that he's not actually Miller at all, but in fact the game's primary antagonist, Snake's air quotes brother, Liquid Snake. Liquid has effectively been posing as Miller in an attempt to trick Snake into helping activate bipedal nuclear launcher Metal Gear Rex, which he consequently relays to Snake with his gloriously hammy relish over the codec. As for the real Miller, well, Colonel Campbell informs Snake that his body has been discovered at his home, having been killed at least 3 days earlier as part of Liquid's plan to assume his identity. Talk about a plot twist that nobody saw coming. It's not even like Miller looked that much different to Liquid, but the act was so convincing that he was able to play Snake and us like a damn fiddle. Number 4. Finn, Spider-Man Miles Morales. Spider-Man Miles Morales' Tinkerer is an interesting example because the supervillain's identity was hidden in plain sight through the sheer virtue of obviousness. In the comics, the Tinkerer is the villainous alter ego of Phineas Mason. And so when it was revealed that one of this game's supporting characters was Miles' friend Finn Mason, it seemed like players were being set up for a bait-and-switch twist. Many fans understandably assumed that Finn was inserted into the game as a misdirect, and that the Tinkerer's identity would be swapped out for somebody else. But alas, at the end of the game's first act, we learned that Finn is indeed the Tinkerer. The game is sensible to get the reveal out of the way just a few hours into its story, because if this had been a late game twist, well, it would have gone down like a lead balloon. And yet, Finn being the Tinkerer was still somehow surprising on its own, simply because so many players had convinced themselves that it was too damn obvious to be true. Fans basically played themselves on this one. Number 3. Mark Jefferson, Life is Strange. If a character seems a little too nice, it's usually too good to be true, as was confirmed by the first season of Life is Strange. At the end of the game, it's revealed that, rather than any of the obvious suspects, it's Blackwell Academy's hip photographer teacher Mark Jefferson that is actually responsible for Rachel Amber's death. Despite presenting himself as a cool yet caring individual, we later learn that Jefferson has been drugging and kidnapping young girls and photographing them in order to capture, as he puts it, their innocence. Though Jefferson claims it was actually his young ally Nathan Prescott who accidentally killed Rachel with a drug overdose, it was Jefferson's plan to kidnap her. Jefferson subsequently killed Nathan for his mistake and then attempts to kill both Chloe and Max, but not before taking some creepy ass photos. Ultimately, Jefferson is brought to justice at the game's end, but let's face it, none of us predicted that the supportive photography teacher introduced at the start of the game was going to be the end big bad. Number 2. Mother Miranda, Resident Evil Village. The Resident Evil franchise just loves its sneaky villain reveals, and Resident Evil Village served up quite the amusing one. Throughout the game, you'll come across an extremely old woman who speaks cryptically to Ethan about both his own predicament and the role of the villainous cult leader, Mother Miranda. However, it's revealed following the battle with Heisenberg that this old woman isn't so much a follower of Miranda as Miranda herself, using her mold infection to change her appearance into an elderly woman who can spy on the local villagers without attracting suspicion. Given that the old woman has been guiding the player throughout the game, it made for quite the surprise that this eccentric yet seemingly harmless individual was the main antagonist all along. While it was reasonable to expect some sort of payoff with the old lady, few could have anticipated that she would literally be the game's big bad hanging out right in front of your face the entire time. And number 1, Darth Revan, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. There's concealing the villain under the guise of a support character, and then there's concealing the villain as the freaking playable character themselves. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic's ending delivers an all-timer plot twist by revealing that Darth Revan, the legendary Sith Lord, is none other than the very person you've been controlling for the entire game. Knights of the Old Republic is glaring proof that amnesia is a plot point that should always make you suspicious. The player's character is an amnesiac who wakes up on board a Republic ship, but the truth is that as Revan, they were actually betrayed by their Sith apprentice Malak and left for dead prior to the events of the game. The Jedi Council then took custody of Revan and wiped their mind, dovetailing into the start of the game where the player assumes control of them as a blank slate. Ultimately, it's up to the player whether they decide to revert Revan back to their previous dark side ways or gravitate towards the light. But never before or since has a video game so ingeniously dangled the overarching antagonist right in front of the player's face. It is, inevitably, one of those brilliant plot twists that you can really only get away with once.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.